Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here in the Lord's house today, and we do want to pray for those of our church family who are still away for the Thanksgiving holidays. The Lord would watch over, protect them as they're traveling today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and specifically verse 21 today. And this particular injunction that we receive from the Apostle Paul that was written to the Thessalonian church is related to what's gone before. Specifically, despise not prophesyings. In other words, despise not the preaching of the Word of God, because this next thought, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, is related to the teaching of the Word of God. And that you and I have a responsibility to not just accept everything that comes down the pike, but that we're to test it according to the preaching of the Word of God, the Word of God itself, and we're to prove those things, and we're to keep that which is good. I remember in college, we had a gentleman that spoke to the preacher boys, and he was talking about that a lot of people live their Christian lives like they live in the back of Pizza Hut at the dumpster. And they constantly are diving in there and say, well, there's some good pizza in here. You know, they left it in the box. Somebody didn't get it. So I jump into the dumpster there, and I find those pizzas that are still in the box. And man, it's great eating. But what do you have to do in order to get that pizza? And is it really great eating when you smell like a dumpster? You look like a dumpster? You see, the false alternative that the devil says is you can go dumpster diving in the world and you won't be hurt by it. The Bible says that that's false. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. In other words, we're to test everything, we're to try them, we're to prove them by what we've learned from the Word of God, and then when it's all said and done, we discard what's wrong and keep what is good. This is such an important principle for God's people, especially in these days where everything goes. There is nobody that's holding the line hardly anymore. Everybody thinks, well, we can try everything now. Rethinking the Bible. That's a new common theme. I was reading Creation Moments. They had a little article in there about how people today are so careless about the Bible. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Church-going people we're talking about. That the Bible doesn't mean anything. Why? Because we've set aside. We've despised the prophesyings. What does that lead to? That means approving anything that I think is good. It means approving what I think is good. And you will not be holding fast that which is good, but you're going to be holding fast the garbage of the dumpster. You're going to be holding fast to that. Let me tell you something. We have a responsibility to keep ourselves pure, despise not the Word of God, and to approve what is good. Not just accept everything that comes along. Just because the world is running pell-mell after it does not mean you have to. Why? Because we have a higher standard. It's the precious Word of God. And by God's grace today, we're going to lift up the standard of the Word of God. And I hope and pray that you will receive that truth, that you will not despise it, and you'll prove what's good in your own heart and life and discard everything else. May God help us to be that kind of Christian in a very dark and sinful world.